This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives, Judiciary, and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says former special counsel Robert Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. There will be two hearings back to back, and lawmakers will also meet with Mueller in a closed door session. The committee leaders say they wrote Mueller, "The American public deserves to hear directly from you about your investigation and conclusions."
That was Jackie Quinn reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a $4.5 billion emergency border aid package to care for thousands of migrant families and unaccompanied children detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The 230-195 vote sets up a showdown with the Republican-led Senate, which may try instead to force Democrats to send President Trump a different and more broadly bipartisan companion measure in coming days as the chambers race to wrap up the must-do legislation by the end of the week. Both House and Senate bills ensure funding could not be shifted to Trump's border wall and would block information on sponsors of immigrant children from being used to deport them. China is hoping an upcoming meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will help build trust and de-escalate the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The two leaders are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan, their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off back in May. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is dismissing the new U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, saying President Trump is mentally disabled. In a speech Tuesday, Rouhani also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no damage because Ayatollah Khamenei has no foreign assets. And a spokesman for the Iran foreign minister said sanctions on Khamenei and the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, would mean the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactic at the last minute, opting for sanctions instead.
People were very happy with what I did the other day by not doing something, okay?
The sanctions are meant as retaliation for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. A U.S. air quality group says smoky air from wildfires can pose some serious health risk. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Acrid smoke from raging wildfires once was considered a nuisance for most people, but the California Air Resources Board says those microscopic particles can penetrate deep into the lungs, causing coughing, asthma, chest pain, even heart attacks. The Environmental Protection Agency is estimating over the past decade, as many as 2,500 people died prematurely each year from short-term wildfire smoke exposure. Authorities in western states are looking for ways to better protect the public. Seattle, for example, is planning to renovate five public buildings to be smoke-free shelters. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. presidential election is not until late next year, but 20 Democratic presidential contenders are set to debate each other the next two nights to give Democratic voters a first look at whom they might want to pick as the party's nominee to try to oust Republican President Donald Trump. Although the candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats next year will hold presidential party nominating contests, including Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, for millions of Americans watching on television, it will be their first chance to size up the candidates and see whether they find someone they might favor over Trump. Despite a robust U.S. economy, a normal election year barometer favoring an incumbent U.S. presidential reelection, Trump is by no means a shoo-in for a second four-year term. And the Trump administration acting head of Customs and Border Protection is resigning, John Sanders, announcing he will leave his post on. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.